Today, Iraq's President Fuad Masum nominated the deputy parliament speaker to replace current Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. There's been growing pressure for Maliki to leave. He's a Shia who alienated Sunnis and, as critics say, drove them into the arms of extremists like ISIS. And today, Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. is behind Iraq's president's decision. But in the middle of the night last night, Maliki gave a defiant speech on television and moved special forces loyal to him into the streets of Baghdad. Fawaz Jurjez is chair of contemporary Middle Eastern studies at the London School of Economics. He's on his way to the Middle East, so please forgive the shaky phone line. Because, Fawaz, Professor, we want your reaction to this news that after this drumbeat of voices urging Maliki to step down, Iraq's president has nominated someone else to lead the government.
The political crisis in Iraq deepens. Everyone seems to have turned against the current Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He has become a liability for his own allies and to Iraq as well. Even the most important religious authority in Iraq, the Shi'ite authority, Ali Sistani, has asked al-Maliki to step down. I think it's over for al-Maliki.
Well, he's already threatened this legal action against the president of Iraq. And as we said, he's been moving security forces into the streets of Baghdad. How loyal are they to him? You mentioned that even the leading cleric, the leading Shia cleric, has said he should go. But what about the forces on the street?
I think the special forces and the security forces are fully and squarely behind al-Maliki. My take on it is that he would think twice before ordering the security forces to take any particular action. Most of the political establishment has turned against him, the religious establishment, even the Iranians, his very ardent supporters, have not really come out in the support. And the Americans have been sending warnings, in particular, both the president and John Kerry in the last 48 hours. They have made it very clear they support the Iraqi president, Fuad Masum, who has nominated the deputy parliament as the new designate prime minister.
Yeah, but are those lawmakers capable of turning around not just the perception but the reality in Iraq, which is that the Sunnis have been completely disenfranchised? I mean, is the government that would replace al-Maliki capable of doing what the West is asking them to do?
First, the challenge is to basically convince the current prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, to step down. He has been in power for many years. He has done a great deal of damage. He has aggravated sectarian tensions. He has contributed to the estrangement of the Sunni community. And the rise of ISIS is under his watch. So everyone hopes that the new prime minister and the new government would be able to unite all Iraqis, particularly the Sunnis. The fight against ISIS cannot be won without integrating the Sunni Arab community, which represents about 20% of the Iraqi population. This is the most important step in order to take the fight to ISIS. So the new Iraqi government, of course, it's not as simple as that. It's going to take months.
Well, how capable are Iraqi forces of taking that fight back up? We remember early on when ISIS was marching on Mosul, Iraqi forces put down their arms and ran away. The Peshmergas, the vaunted fighters of the Kurds in northern Iraq, they haven't been able in many cases to stop ISIS. What do you think of President Obama's saying that there will not be U.S. boots on the ground? Do you think it's possible for the Iraqi forces and the Kurdish forces together alone on the ground to stop ISIS?
Yes, I do. But you need to have an inclusive government. The reason why ISIS has surged, not because of its own strengths, is because it has aligned itself with disaffected Sunni communities. So when we talk about an inclusive government, we are talking about bringing in disaffected local communities into the political process and driving a wedge between ISIS and the Sunni community. This is really a revolutionary moment. The entire system has been turned upside down. The old system is resisting, and the new system is not born yet. So what you have is the immunity system is so vulnerable, and that's why you have what I call ailments. I mean, ISIS is really an epidemic. Think of the body when its immunity system is down. That's exactly what the body politics in the Middle East is today. It's vulnerable. It's vulnerable to all kinds of social ailments and epidemics.
Fawaz-Jerjes, chair of contemporary Middle Eastern studies at the London School of Economics. His new book, The New Middle East, Protest and Revolution in the Arab World. Professor Jerjes, thank you so much.
Thank you.